fishing case for a well discovered by Petro Hunt, located in Section 24, 16099, Divide County. All parties interested, please come forward.
Mr. Examiner, my name is John Morrison, P.O. Box 2798, Bismarck, North Dakota, appearing in this matter on behalf of Petro Hunt LLC. We do have three witnesses we're going to testify. And does it work if I just hand the
Yes, that's preferable. Would the witnesses raise their right hand? Do each of you promise to tell the truth in this hearing?
I do.
If you guys have an extra exhibit, want to get down, I'm going to give it to Mike Nash.
Here, would you pass that to Mike?
We don't have one. Yeah, give justice. We do have it. Tom gets to
me. Yeah.
You're supposed to get three. Supposed to have it.
Got enough now?
Yep.
Ready? Okay, Mr. Examiner, as I said, we have three witnesses, and they're all here, so they can be given the oath.
I've already sworn them.
Okay, I'm sorry. Then the first witness, Jeff Furman. Jeff, would you state your name for the record and tell us why you're employed in what capacity?
Jeff Furman, employed as regional land manager for Petro Hunt. Business address is P.O. Box 935, Bismarck, North Dakota, 58502.
And in your capacity as a land manager for Hunt, you previously testified for this commission and had your qualifications as an expert accepted, is that correct?
Yes, I have.
And you've also prepared or have prepared under your control and supervision a land plat for use in your testimony?
Yes.
I'll offer the further testimony of this witness as an expert.
Motion granted.
Jeff, let's turn to exhibit number one. I'll have you identify and describe what you've shown on exhibit number one, please.
Exhibit one shows section 24 of 16099, a section that we are going to temporarily space today, and it shows the four tracks involved in that section and the working interest ownership in each of those tracks, and then at the bottom it gives the total working interest within the spacing.
Okay, and Jeff, why don't I direct your attention ahead just for a moment to exhibit number four, which is an exhibit that the geologic witness will be identifying. But if you'll notice on exhibit four, there's a blue dashed line that corresponds with an area that we're going to ask be established as a field temporary spacing. Is it just generally correct that Petro Hunt and its partner Implicit has a substantial leasehold position throughout all these lands that are within that blue dashed outline?
That's correct.
I don't have any further land questions this time.
That's the name of the partner, Implicit?
Implicit.
Yeah. Are there any questions from the staff?
Jeff, could you give us some idea what the interest of Petro Hunt and your partner Implicit is in the within the blue area, just approximate?
I would say that we own approximately 90% of that.
Okay. Next witness.
Next witness is Steve Bressler. Steve, would you state your name and tell us by whom you're employed in what capacity and give us your business address,
okay,
please?
My name is Steve Bressler. I'm employed as a senior geologist by Petro Hunt LLC. My address is 621 17th Street, Suite 1555, Denver, Colorado, 80293.
And in your capacity as a geologist, Petro Hunt, you previously testified as an expert witness and your qualifications accepted?
Yes, I have.
And you prepared certain geologic exhibits you're going to sponsor today, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
I'll offer the further testimony this one to seven experts.
Motion granted.
Steve, I'll have you turn to Exhibit 2 and identify and describe what you've shown on Exhibit 2, please. Okay.
Exhibit 2 is a structure map constructed on the top of the Bakken Shale, 25-foot contour interval, showing generally a regional south dip. Also shown are the four horizontal wells we have drilled in this area. The section 24 outlined in the little magenta is this specific section we're requesting temporary spacing on today. Also shown on this map is the line of cross section through the four existing vertical wells that were the offsets to the horizontals that we have recently drilled, and that is exhibit 3.
While we're on this exhibit, do you want to maybe just briefly describe the status of those four horizontals that you drilled within the area?
Right. We have just recently completed drilling the fourth one, which is the northernmost well. We have not completed that well yet. The first three have been completed and fracked. We did have a failure on our frack job on the southernmost one. It screened out.
OK.
The order they were drilled was the Johnson Trust was the first well, which is the one we're requesting spacing on today. Then we drilled the Ingold Mork Trust second. Then the Fersberg was third. And then the Hall up to the north was the fourth well.
Okay, why don't we continue on? I'll have you identify and discuss exhibit number three.
Okay, exhibit three is the cross-section from north to south through the four vertical wells, pre-existing vertical wells in the area. It's a stratigraphic section hung on the base of the Bakken Shale. The two shale members are shown shaded in gray there. The zone that we're targeting with our horizontal wells is the quote-unquote Sanish zone, the uppermost Three Forks unit immediately below the lower Bakken Shale. It's the zone that has the clean gamma ray elevated resistivity, and all of our four wells have targeted that Sanish interval, the horizontal.
Let's go on to exhibit number four. I might identify and discuss exhibit four.
Exhibit number four is an isopach of the Sanish interval using a gamma ray cutoff for effective reservoir. We're using a 60 API gamma ray cutoff, so it's an isopach of the thickness of that amount of the Sanish that's cleaner than 60 API. So, for instance, the vertical well near our Johnson Trust has 13 feet of a clean Sanish zone in it. And also shown on this map are in green outlines our existing designated field areas. So there are two field areas within the area we've identified as a possible field outline for our Sanish reservoir. Those were, however, in deeper horizon Silurian and Ordovician reservoirs. And again, the blue dashed outline John referred to earlier is a suggested outline for limits of this field that we would be requesting the 640-acre spacing within that area.
And that outline corresponds roughly with a 10 to 12 foot contour.
Right, just try to more or less shape it similar to the isopach of the reservoir zone.
And in your opinion, is the Sanish zone, or what we may be calling the Bakken Pool, is it going to be productive from the same common source of supply throughout this entire area you've identified?
Yes, it will be.
Okay.
Yes.
And why don't we also discuss maybe what interval we'd like to have space, a stratigraphic interval. You said this is producing from the Sanish, but I assume you would like to have the entire Bakken space?
Yeah, it's part of the Bakken hydrocarbon system. So
if the commission went from 50 feet above the top of the upper Bakken Shale to the top of the Bird Bear?
That would certainly encompass
over your interval.
Yes.
I don't have any further questions for this witness.
Are there any questions from the staff?
Steve, yes, is the Sanish sand a clean sand?
It's actually a dolomite in this area. It's a silty dolomite.
I believe the Willard Johnson Trust 24B was cored, is that right?
That's correct.
To this date, we haven't received a core analysis. Is a core analysis complete on this?
Yes, in fact, I believe our Kildare office should have sent that to you last week because
it's actually in the well file. I looked at it online last week.
Yeah, it should be there.
Okay, I must have missed that. Okay,
yeah,
if it's not there, let us know and we'll certainly get it there. But.
Okay, yeah. Thank you.
Steve, do you plan on running any pilots in any of your additional horizontal wells?
Currently, we don't have any plans for that.
And the interval that you're requesting from 50 feet above the top of the Bakken to the top of the Bird Bear, typically we would go 50 feet below the base of the Bakken as the lower limit of the Bakken. Mm-hmm. Is there additional zones that are of interest, or do you think that you're going to be influencing any other Three Forks zones?
Based on the data we have today, we will probably be staying with above the the red line on that cross section in that upper clean gamma. The core we did take in the Johnson Trust pilot, the oil saturation essentially dropped to very low below that red line. So I don't currently envision going any deeper than that Sanish zone.
If the commission were to space, as we typically do, just 50 feet below the base of the Bakken Shale as a lower limit, would you object to that?
No.
Okay. Thank you.
Steve, are you going to propose basically the same spacing over that entire area?
640 acre spacing, that's our current, currently envisioned plan, yes.
And the significance of that 10-foot contour, does that kind of define the minimum oil in place you need to make this work?
Well, we're still, you know, fine-tuning the what the recoveries are going to be, et cetera, but based on just that being the thickest, that was kind of the area we felt was probably the most likely to be economic.
Further questions? Next witness.
I do have one other question for Steve. If you're not getting good shoals in the Sanish, do you plan on going up into the Middle Bakken?
Currently, we don't have any such plans. We don't, because if you look at the cross section, we don't really see any good obvious reservoir section up in the Middle Bakken in this area.
Next witness.
Ed, would you state your name, tell us by whom you're employed, and give us your business address, please.
My name's Ed Stacy. I'm employed by Petrohunt LLC as Reservoir Engineering Manager in Dallas, Texas. Address is 1601 Elm Street, Suite 3400, Dallas, Texas, 75201.
And as an engineer, you previously testified for this commission as an expert witness?
Yes, I have.
And you all prepared certain exhibits for use in your testimony today, is that correct?
That's correct.
I'll offer the further testimony as an expert.
Motion granted.
Ed, let's turn to Exhibit 5, and I'll have you identify and tell us what you've shown on Exhibit 5, please.
Exhibit 5 shows the Bakken reservoir data for the Wheeler Johnson Trust well. It was drilled to a total measured depth of 14,968 feet, and the maximum TBD reached was 9303. Bottom hole temperature is 187 degrees. The oil gravity is 39.8 degrees API. Pour point is below negative 40 degrees Fahrenheit. Gas gravity is 0.93. Our proposed spacing unit is 640 acres. Based on the log from the pilot hole, we believe we have an average pay thickness in the Sanish of 14 feet with an average porosity of 8% and an average water saturation of 32%. Using a 1.6 formation volume factor, we come up with an estimated original oil in place of just over 2.3 million barrels. The initial oil rate after recovering our load was approximately 100 barrels a day. GOR is approximately 1,000. Using a hyperbolic decline curve, I came up with estimated ultimate recovery of 107,000 barrels, which would represent a recovery factor of about 4.5%.
Okay, let's go on to Exhibit 6.
Exhibit 6 shows the horizontal well economics for this well. Our well cost is $4.9 million. Our estimated operating expenses are about $4,500 a month. Approximate royalty burden 17%, using a flat oil price of $60. Currently, the gas on this is not being sold, so I have no gas revenue in these economics. I came out with a negative discounted value of $1.8 million. Return on investment is 0.8 to 1. It shows the disposition of the fluids. The oil is currently being trucked to 88 oil. The gas is being flared, and the water is being trucked to a Petrohunt disposal well.
Also, Exhibit 7 is?
Exhibit 7 is a daily production graph for this well. The green line is the oil, blue is water, red is gas, and that I guess darker red color is a tubing pressure. I'll point out this well was fracked with a diesel frack, so the earlier oil recovery is actually load recovery. The first gap in the production in early June will be where it quit flowing and was put on rod pump, and since then it's been on rod pump.
Okay, and then can you tell us what Exhibits 8, 9, and 10 are?
Exhibits 8, 9, and 10 are fluid analysis from the Wheeler-Johnson well. Exhibit 8 is the gas analysis. Exhibit 9 is a two-page exhibit, which is the oil analysis. And Exhibit 10 is the water analysis.
And is it your recommendation then that temporary spacing for this field be established on the basis of one horizontal well for 640 acres?
That's correct.
And would you contemplate, at the present time anyway, the future wells would be oriented somewhat in the same fashion as the current wells on the northwest to southeast orientation?
Actually, we have another well proposed that will be southwest to northeast. We anticipate all our wells being diagonals to get the longest lateral we can within the 640 acres. We're still experimenting on the proper orientation.
And in your opinion, will 640-acre spacing with the horizontal wells protect relative rights and prevent waste in the future?
Yes, that's correct.
And will it result in the greatest ultimate recovery of oil and gas?
That's correct.
I don't have any further questions. We offer the exhibits.
Exhibits are received. Questions for Mr. Stacy.
Ed, in the future, if you do develop this area to a large extent, do you have plans for a gas line, or how close are you to a gas line?
We're just, there's a Hess line that goes to that moraine field just to the northeast of us, but apparently they're maxed out and not taking any more gas at this time. Our gas department is looking at other alternatives, and if we continue development and get enough gas to justify it, we'll put one in.
Thank you.
Ed, you oil fracked the Willard Johnson well. Have you fracked the other wells, or plan on oil fracking them? Or?
So far, we've done all oil fracks on the first three wells, and the fourth well's coming up, and that's also planned for an oil frack, yes.
You know, you estimate your reservoir thickness, average thickness of 14 feet. Do you feel that that changes the reservoir thickness after the frack?
Well, yeah, that 14 feet is based on the clean gamma ray in the sandage zone itself. We anticipate that we're fracking up through the entire Bakken and hopefully getting some contribution from that, but we don't really have a handle on that.
Thank you.
So, Ed, do you have a bottom hole pressure on this one?
We have not run a bottom hole pressure yet. We have one planned.
Further questions?
Ed, I assume you are requesting a 500-foot setback?
Correct.
And can we include the surveys for this well in the record so we know what the bottom hole location is?
Yes, that's fine. The surveys are on record in the well file. And the surface location is actually closer than the 500 feet, but it didn't enter the pay zone until within the 500-foot setback.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, we'll include in the record the surveys from the well file. Anything further, Mr. Morrison?
Nothing further.
Okay, all the exhibits are received. That concludes the hearing, case 9625, and